This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Iowa Congressman Steve King, Republican from the Hawkeye State's 5th Congressional District. We want to get his thoughts today on the latest developments in the immigration debate as both President Obama and Mexican President Felipe Calderon once again discuss how they are opposed to the new immigration enforcement laws in the state of Arizona. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on, Greg. I appreciate it.
I know you are passionate about this issue. What did you make today of both President Obama saying that this law could be applied in a discriminatory fashion and Calderon basically saying that it was discriminatory?
Well, I'd like to ask El Presidente Calderon a question, and that would be, did you read the bill? And if you did, who interpreted it for you? Yes, I looked down through this list of the administration personnel who seem to have no reservations about, I'll say, commenting forth about what they think the bill does and what the effect of the bill is going to be, and haven't read it, including the President of the United States, the Attorney General, Eric Holder, the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, and the Assistant Secretary of State, Posner. All of them, in the last few days, have emerged as people who had apparently strong opinions that come from MoveOn.org, but they can't trouble themselves to read a bill that's a dozen and a half pages long. And I believe that's also the case with President Calderon. And we should actually do the right thing, and that is stand up for what the rule of law says, what it means, how it will take effect. And when is the American public going to start to ridicule people that pontificate but don't have any basis for their opinions?
We're talking with Iowa Congressman Steve King. And Congressman, the president said today that part of his approach to immigration reform is a secure border, and he says he's already sent more resources there that have reduced the number of illegals. What can you tell us about what his idea of border security is and what this administration has actually done in terms of border security?
Well, we know that they're reluctant to enforce border control, and they have taken the position that they aren't going to enforce interior enforcement against people that are simply working illegally in the United States, even though they've had to steal somebody's identity in order to do that. And so that's the interior component. The border control side of this, if the Department of Homeland Security announces that they have fewer interdictions along the border and they are pointing to that as proof that they are effective in their enforcement, it might just be that they aren't as effective in their enforcement. If you arrest 4 million people one year and 3 million people the next year, that doesn't mean that fewer tried to cross necessarily. It might mean they just didn't arrest as many people and didn't work at it as hard. But this the border situation comes down to this. We passed a Secure Fence Act a few years ago. We have funded it. It has been undermined by some people in Congress and a lot of people along the border. It was supposed to be 854 miles of fence. It was often referred to as 700 miles of fence because the border zigzags and the fence has to be a zigzag. But generally, it was 854 miles of double and in some cases triple fencing. My total on that right now is 247 miles is what has been constructed for primary fencing along the border since that. And she is, Napolitano is talking like they are closing in on their goal. So not much is being done down there when you're seeing John McCain call for the National Guard to come to the border to defend the border. I don't remember him being for the National Guard to defend the border when we had 4 million crossing a year, let alone whatever the number is now. I don't actually know it's 3. So I say build the fence. I would one of those double or triple fences would be a concrete wall. I've designed one, and I think that would be an important component of this. We are spending $12 billion on the southern border. That's $6 million a mile. And I don't know anybody that couldn't take a check for $6 million and build a structure and hire the help necessary to guard that mile and make sure nobody got across that mile, Greg.
Congressman, let's say that the Congress and the President adopted that strategy that border security first would be taken care of before anything else, whether it's the pathway to citizenship or whatever strategy anyone wants to use. And let's say that that border security strategy is effective. What then? How would you approach, how do you and your colleagues think is the best way to approach those who are currently here illegally?
Well, if we actually effectively enforce the law, and that means that we have to outlaw sanctuary cities in the United States, require local law enforcement to enforce federal immigration law under the 287G program or something similar, reflect Arizona's policy and the other states, especially those that have the problems. If we could do that, there would be many, many that would self-deport because we would have shut off the jobs magnet. And, of course, I've introduced legislation that helps do that called the New IDEA Act. That stands for the New Illegal Deduction Elimination Act. And it brings the IRS into this, the Internal Revenue Service. It denies wages and benefits that are paid to illegals as a business expense, which turns that into the profit column during an IRS audit. And the result is you would pay taxes on that as income rather than be able to deduct the wages paid to illegals as a business deduction. And that would turn your $10 an hour illegal into a $16 an hour illegal by the time you added the interest, the tax liability, the interest, and the penalty that would come from the IRS. And so that tool itself, the New IDEA Act, would shut down the jobs magnet dramatically. And that coupled with enforcement in our local government, where local law enforcement encounters people that are here illegally and enforces the law, we would end up with far fewer illegals in America than we have today. And it would take 3 to 5 years to get there, even with a determined administration. And at that point, we could have the debate on what to do with the people that are left. But I would not suggest that we go with amnesty, because if we do that, that becomes another magnet for illegals and another promise that if they just come to the United States, stay here long enough, sooner or later, the American people will get tired of the squabble and grant them amnesty. I think it's wrong to do that.
Couple minutes left here with Iowa Congressman Steve King. And Congressman, you mentioned that you have been able to go through this new Arizona law quite thoroughly. What the advocates in Arizona have said is basically that the state is agreeing with the federal law that it needs to be enforced, and it went down this road because the federal government wasn't. Is it essentially the same language? And if so, why do you think we're not seeing such an outrage against the federal law, which basically said the same thing?
Well, they forgot to be alarmed about the federal law and didn't get mobilized, I guess. And they also seem to want to ignore the facts that the Arizona law, for the most part, mirrors federal law, not exclusively, but for the most part. And, you know, the people on the other side are not above ginning up something that's completely untrue for the sake of political gain. And I think it is dishonest, deceptive, and un-American to tell American people something that you know to be wrong in order to curry favor with your political benefactors. This is a shameful thing that's going on. And by the way, the president is engaged in it. The president, as I mentioned, and Eric Holder and Janet Napolitano, and then the Assistant Secretary of State, to the extent that that matters. But when they intentionally misinform the American people, this law in Arizona mirrors federal law. I believe it's completely constitutional. And the standards that are there are their probable cause in order to stop someone, encounter them with law enforcement, and then reasonable suspicion that they're here illegally before you can engage in any further activity with them with regard to immigration enforcement. It couldn't be written any more clear, and like many things, it's ginned up in opposition, but once it goes into practice, the opposition will die down. I think they're afraid the law will work, and that's why the hysteria is so high.
Congressman, now we will see if there's a debate this summer, and if so, just how intense it gets. I'm sure it will be if it happens at all. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Greg, I'm going to Arizona once or twice in the month of June, so I expect to be in that debate. Thanks for you being in it.
Excellent. We look forward to hearing from you when you get back from those visits. Iowa Congressman Steve King represents his state's 5th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.